Question for you though, will single-sex schools soon become no more? And where do you get a better education? At a single-sex school or at a co-ed school? 9221 882, because new research from the Australian Council for Educational Research reveals that children at co-ed schools learn at the same speed and are sometimes even faster than their peers at boys and girls' schools. Now, it suggests that in less than 20 years, by 2035, in fact, there will be no single-sex schools. So where do you get a better education? At a single-sex school or at a co-ed school? Well, doesn't it really matter? Let me know. 9221 882. Let's bring in education expert and founder of Real Schools, Adam Voigt. Good afternoon, Adam.
Good afternoon, Ollie.
Adam, we've seen a decline in the number of single-sex schools. If you look at statistics back to 1985, I think it was around 31% of schools were single-sex. Now it's only 12%. So there has been a greater push, Adam, obviously, towards co-educational schools. Do you get a better education at one or the other?
Well, I think we have to, you know, be mindful of the fact that these schools are making that shift for a reason, and we certainly have far more schools who are deciding to go co-ed than are deciding to go single-sex. And what they're finding is that, you know, while you can measure the quality of an education with a whole bunch of different measures, that the vast majority of them come back that, you know, when you put create the school as though it's a representation of the community, that the kids do well, they thrive, they learn from each other, and they're going to have to actually have the skill of getting on with people of both genders and all different types of persuasions in the future. So why not should our schools be that way?
So the thinking really behind single-sex schools, when we go back through our history, Adam, why did we want to separate boys and girls?
Well, unfortunately, I think we're starting to find now that perhaps the genuine reason that sat behind it is that it's a bit of a marketing tool, really, that's been used by our high fee-paying private schools to just convince us that the education that those kids are getting is a particularly special, or it's particularly elitist in some way. And all the research, when we go and have a look at it now, is not pointing in that direction at all, that there's anything particularly special about it. And I think we've got to watch, you know, really carefully what the ACER has come up with, because they're the Australian Council for Educational Research, not for educational opinion.
Sure.
And they're just telling us what's going on. And so we should be, as an education sector, robust enough to be able to say, if we've got some traditions and conventions that aren't serving us, then they've got to go.
Yeah, and as you say, this is about research, and the research that it says, it analyses the numeracy NAPLAN results, which showed that students in grade 3, 5 and 7 learn their skills at a similar rate, whether they're at a single-sex or a co-ed school.
That's exactly right. And so what we're starting to find is that while we might have had traditions where schools that have been single-sex might have actually encouraged certain subjects to exist, what we're actually doing is limiting the curriculum for both boys and girls when we do that. So we've actually conditioned and trained them to only wish to be in certain subjects. And as we know, we can't have a population or a workforce emerging that isn't interested in science and technology and engineering and maths and arts and things like that. We can't have half of our community, particularly our girls, not having any interest in those subjects. So co-ed schools do that far more effectively.
Do you believe in this research, Adam Voigt, that it could be as soon as 2035, so 18 years away, that we may not have any single-sex schools? Every school will be co-ed.
It seems an incredibly short timeline, doesn't it? But perhaps that's how quickly we're realising that, you know, what works matters more than what we've always done. And I think when parents are armed with those decisions, then as far as our independent school sector go, that they'll be telling that sector with their feet where they want their children to be, because they'll start to be far more aware about what works as well. And I think this is something that people in government education have known for a long time, that schools should represent the community, but they should also contribute to the community being an inclusive kind of place as well. And so that's where we find our co-ed government schools do an incredible job.
Adam Voigt, appreciate your analysis. Thanks for your time on Perth Live today.
Pleasure, Ollie.